June marked the 115th anniversary of the Antiquities Act, a brief but powerful piece of legislation passed in 1906. It allows presidents to preserve federal lands and cultural and historical sites. More than 150 national monuments have been designated using the act, including Arizona's Ironwood Forest National Monument. Tom Hannigan with the group Friends of the Ironwood Forest says President Bill Clinton gave the area protected status in 2000.
So it's nowhere near the largest national monuments or national parks, but the concentration of diverse mountains and diverse species in this area just made it very attractive for permanent protection.
Hannigan says the monument protects Arizona's last remaining population of desert bighorn sheep, while stands of ironwood, mesquite, palo verde, creosote, and saguaro cacti blanket the valley floor beneath several mountain ranges. Hannigan says more recently the ironwood provides outdoor opportunities for Arizonans and others.
It's open to a variety of different recreational uses, hiking and camping and bird watching, horse riding, photography. Hunting's allowed within seasons. It's just that further development of roads, mining, things like that are stopped.
He adds with political battles brewing over public lands in some states, that mission is especially important to Friends of Ironwood Forest. He points out the Antiquities Act allows presidents to both create and remove national monuments with the stroke of a pen. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.